the Holy Gospel. At that time, Jesus said to the crowds of the Jews, "Which of you will convict me of sin? If I speak the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears the words of God. The reason why you do not hear is that you are not of God." The Jews therefore in answer said to him, "Are we not right in saying that thou art a Samaritan and thou hast a devil?" Jesus answered, "I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. Yet I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks and one who judges. Amen, amen, I say to you, if anyone keep my word, he will never see death." The Jews therefore said, "Now we know that thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead, the prophet and the prophets, and thou sayest, if anyone keep my word, he will never taste death. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, who is dead, and the prophets who are dead? Whom dost thou make thyself to be?" And Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say he is your God. And you do not know him, but I know him. And if I say that I do not know him, I should be like you, a liar. But I know him, and I keep his word. Abraham, your father, rejoiced that he was to see my day. He saw it and was glad." The Jews therefore said to him, "Thou art not yet 50 years old, and thou hast seen Abraham." Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, before Abraham came to be, I am." They therefore took up stones to cast at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out from the temple. Thus are the words of the Holy Gospel. The gospel that we read, I don't want to preach out of it so much. I'm going to preach out of the second read or the first reading, but I just want to say a word about it. In the readings of this week, much of it drawn from John chapter 8, there is a kind of a setting of the table for us so that we begin to see the increasing conflict that Jesus had with the authorities of the temple and how that eventually led to his demise. And you know, the thing that's good about a gospel like this is that I think it gives us a more well-rounded picture of Jesus. A lot of people today, a lot of portraits of Jesus today have kind of turned him into a wimp. You know, kind of he's a sort of a Mr. Rogers. Jesus is the nice guy who walks around saying nice things and healing people. And granted, he did all that. He healed, he had great compassion for sinners. But Jesus wasn't messing around either. He spoke the truth, and when confronted about the truth, he never backed down. He never compromised. "This is who I am. This is what I've come to do. Take it or leave it." And this John chapter 8, he is certainly no Mr. Rogers. He responds to them forcefully. He speaks to them about the fact that the reason they don't accept him is because, again, they are resisting the voice of their conscience. They are resisting the voice of God because they don't know God. They who claim to know God. The Lord gets very vocal with them and very angry with them. "Woe to you scribes, you Pharisees, you hypocrites, you brood of vipers. How are you to avoid being sentenced to hell?" he says to them elsewhere in this chapter. "I have much to say about you," he says, "much to condemn you for, but I say only that which my Father has sent me to say. And if I were to say that I do not know the Father, I would be a liar, even as you are a liar, and your fathers before you were liars, and your fathers killed the prophets, murderers of the prophets. Your offspring, not of God, but of the devil." Very strong words. And the Lord is trying to draw them to conversion. And again, a lot of people, when they hear Jesus speaking like this, because they've been sort of catechized in a sort of a syrupy Jesus, are struggling with this. Jesus is very angry. Not all anger is sinful. There's a place for anger. And the Lord exhibits it here to again searingly call them to away from condemnation and unto salvation. And he's not messing around with them. He's being very clear about who he is. There's no game playing here. So just I thought a word about that gospel. And if you want to read more of this conflict, take John chapter 8 and read it slowly. It really shows Jesus in all of his sovereignty, defending his divinity. He goes on here in the end of this gospel today to say, look, before Abraham ever was, I am. Now that's bad grammar. But he's not using bad grammar. He's using the divine name, Yahweh, I am. And they picked up stones because he used the divine name for himself. And they were going to stone him to death, but he slipped away from them because his time, his hour, had not yet come. But he's very clear about who he is, that he is the Son of God, that he is one with the Father with him, and that his name is I Am. And again, no game playing here. This is who he is, without a doubt.